It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, guys.
It is a Wednesday. So you'll be hearing songs that you haven't heard in quite a while.
Finally made it to the middle of the week.
Finally, and inching ever closer to the much awaited weekend.
I like Wednesdays.
Yeah, me too. I kind of, you know, you have that feeling of accomplishment.
Well, if you get through today, then it just means that you're halfway beyond the week.
The week, yeah.
So it's all going to be okay.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Today is the 13th of March. I know that a lot of kids are looking forward to the last day of classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just right around the corner.
I know some colleges, the last day of classes is the 19th.
That's on Monday. No, Friday.
I don't know. Like, but next week for sure.
But definitely before Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
Because Holy Week is the final.
And you can tell traffic's getting a little bit easier, especially in this area.
Actually, a lot easier.
A lot easier.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it usually is.
Right.
And okay, today we've got a top 10 for you guys. We've got, let's see here. Thank you to Jay Ryan for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 responses to the question, Musta love life?
Oh, that dreaded question, especially if you're not very happy with it.
A friend you haven't seen in a long time, or an ex office mate, an ex, it could be an ex boyfriend, ex girlfriend, you know, asking you, like, oh, kamusta na?
Right.
Musta love life? How do you answer?
Okay.
It can be a bitchy response. It can be a serious response.
I guess it all depends if you're happy or not.
Actually,
frustrated, angry with it.
It can be happy.
Right.
Right? It can be a happy response.
Any kind of response. But I don't think we're going to get happy.
I don't think so either.
Something tells me we're going to gravitate towards the bitchy, the sad, the emo.
And I think even the ones who do have a love life have something to gripe about.
To gripe about. That's true. That's true.
All right. So that's what we're doing today. If you want to join us for the top 10 responses to the question, Musta love life? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Musta Love Life.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to this Wednesday, March 13, 2013. My name is Del. Let's give you the news. Cardinals held a first inconclusive vote in the Sistine Chapel on Tuesday as they began the process of electing a successor to Benedict XVI, with tens of thousands of people packed into St. Peter's Square to watch the time-honored decision. Make that tradition. The crowd cheered as black smoke billowed into the night air above the Vatican from a thin copper chimney on the chapel's roof, indicating that no pope had been elected. The eyes of the world will be fixed on the chimney in the coming days for the smoke signal sent out twice daily. White smoke will indicate that a new leader of the world's 1.2 billion Catholics has been chosen. The Scarlet Robe princes, like a plural of prince.
A prince.
Princes of the church swore on the Bible never to reveal the secrets of their deliberations or face being cast out of the church. Before the chapel's heavy wooden doors swung shut to indicate that the lock-in had begun, so they cannot go out.
They can't.
The longest conclave in the past century lasted 5 days in 1922. Benedict's election in 2005 following John Paul's death took just 2 days.
But, The longest ever, but not this century, was like 3 years. Imagine 3 years without a pope. Because they couldn't choose.
I think those were earlier years.
The early,
church.
Early,
yeah,
early years.
Of course.
But they use fake smoke now. Because remember, the ballots are being burned.
Being burned.
And they put something either to make it black or to make it white. Because one is the natural color. And but they had to put artificial smoke because there were times when gray smoke would come out. So people were like, is that white or is that black? It's not exactly white. It's not exactly black. So now they put, I don't know what it is, but it's called artificial smoke. Mm-hmm. So that the color would be really black or really white. Yeah.
Well, last night, as early as 2 in the morning, you know, this is what the news channels were talking about.
It was really all about the conclave. And it is the first day. And imagine if it were as fast as Benedict's election, as early as tomorrow, we will have a new pope.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be as quick as that.
So twice a day,
they will hold their elections.
Hello. You know, people were saying that it would be nice since they're electing the new pope,
yes,
or they're deciding on it. What if they made a giant Harlem Shake video?
Oh my gosh. Really? And I got a funny
thing. Pala yun na parang ano. They were just coming up with a Harlem Shake video.
Yeah. And I found a really funny tweet. Because remember, as in seriously, matunog talaga si Cardinal Tagle. And but they were saying not strong enough to be the next pope. And most likely it'll be an Italian again. So they were like, ay nako, Italian na naman ang pope, runner up na naman tayo.
So it's like, parang China lang ang big.
Diba, we're runners up again.
Alright, well there you go. That is the news. It's the first one today on this Riot Wednesday. The best of the 80s, 90s, all the way to the mid 2000s. The whole day today on Summer's Hottest RX 93.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We've got Jay Ryan to thank for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 responses to the question, Musta love life?
Oh.
The dreaded question that nobody really wants to answer.
Unless you're happily in love.
Unless you're happily in love. And sometimes, even when you do have like a boyfriend, you don't want to share it. Or sometimes you're having problems then, so you don't want to really answer that question still. All right, so let's just jump in. Going straight into Twitter, so you have to be a little patient. Okay, let's see here. Let's start off with Camilo. Parang algebra. Complicated. If you're not into math. Diba? And also, let's see here. That guy marked X. Musta love life? Taking baby steps.
So you're taking baby steps?
It's like
with your love,
like making baby steps.
No, taking baby steps.
Well, that's a completely different thing.
A world of difference.
Diba? It's like taking baby steps.
Like taking it slow.
Okay.
Whether in finding one or baka nagliligawan.
So or nagliligawan pa lang kayo, yeah. So baby steps pa lang.
And Mad Matt Mark says, parang Twitter, ang daming haters.
No.
So,
but there are relationships that are like that. Like,
sometimes.
Let's just say most of your barkada thinks that this girl or this boy is bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? So maraming haters. Tapos yung barkada naman nung guy, parang think you're too much of a
control
maraming,
freak.
Maraming humahadlang.
Or you're too conservative.
Or the parents.
Like that. Yeah, that's true.
Minsan
yeah.
It's the parents who are hating on the relationship. And the chunky boy says, musta love life? Well, F you ka din.
That's how bad it is.
That's how bad it is.
You take it as a personal attack.
Yeah. Yung parang don't even go there. Chenong says, musta love life? Parang tubig na pinamamahayan ng dengue. Ayun. Nakatingga pa rin. Diba? That's the only place mosquitoes can breed.
Right. Yeah.
And also, Coco Hernandez says, eto, naghihingalo, pero ang lakas pa rin ng fighting spirit.
Yeah.
But that's good.
And then the song, Fighter by One Republic comes. One Republic. One Republic.
2 days in a row.
I know.
What is wrong with your tongue?
I think my tongue is on hiatus.
Ay, nako. Also,
baka it needs to be revived.
Ay, nako.
Mouth to mouth.
You wanna help me out here?
Ay, nako. Ang tanong, dalawa kami dito.
You wanna help me out here? Chico.
Tinatanong pa ba yun?
Diretso na.
Kailangan pa pang tanongin.
I don't wanna be rude naman to Del. No, ano ba ganun?
Also, Jay Ryan says, musta love life? Eto, existing is too much effort.
Nux. It sounds a lot like you.
Ano ba?
That's kind of what you would
actually,
say.
Yeah.
Ano ba?
And, let's see here. Wait, I'm getting it straight from Twitter, so I'll be a little slow. Elliot Girl says, eto, lesson learned. Na naman.
Right.
Lagi ka na lang lesson learned. Di ba pag hindi na, nothing happened, you always go, well, lesson learned.
That's an episode in Sex and the City.
Like, again.
Carrie says, do we just rationalize getting hurt by saying that there was a lesson there, but really, we can't just
there's
say,
no lesson.
There's no lesson. You just got hurt. That's it.
Actually, sometimes you kind of feel that way, no? Na parang, well, they say that you're supposed to learn from it. Just because it happened to you doesn't mean that, you know, you naturally learn from it.
Yeah.
Na parang, kunwari, nasaktan ka, but you don't naman analyze it or you don't think about what happened, then you don't learn from it.
Yeah. There's the pressure to learn something from it.
So that at least it's not, you know, it's not, parang what a waste.
But we don't necessarily actually learn from it.
But there's actually a point when you say, you know, sometimes I think people just justify it by saying, oh, it's a learning experience. Yeah. You learned something.
And you know, it's so common for people to say, yeah, lesson learned. And then you see them doing the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
So obviously, lesson not learned.
I learned that I don't want to learn anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even sometimes with the same person pa.
Exactly.
Like, let's just say,
Rihanna.
You have a, yeah.
If she said, lesson learned, and then she does the same thing and
she's
goes back
Chris
to
Brown again.
The same guy.
Well, she thinks that the lesson she's learning is different than when you've decided to break up with someone.
Lesson learned. I shouldn't have broken up with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Gets complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, Anastasia says, musta love life? Eto, parang ikaw, pangit pa rin.
Grabe.
I guess it wasn't a great question.
Yeah.
And Elliot Girl has a sequel to her earlier answer.
Okay.
Musta love life? Eto, moving on, na naman. So either lesson learned or moving on,
na naman.
Na naman. Lagi na lang na naman.
Yeah.
The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses to the question, musta love life, comes from, let's hear. Comes from Madman Mark.
He says,
musta love life, parang pag nasa CR, may kilig, pero konti lang.
Pero at least meron.
At least meron.
Pero kulang. Not enough.
Hindi naman konti yung kilig doon.
Actually, that's true. Actually, that's true.
See, I wouldn't
uncontrollable.
Know.
Don't girls have that at all?
No.
As in talaga,
I don't know what that is.
Minsan violent pa.
Oy, parang,
sa amin wala.
Actually, ang sarap.
I wonder why.
Maybe some girls have it, but I know most don't.
I wonder why.
Maybe it's the way we're built. Maybe we have a something.
Remember in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he even had this leg shake thing going on. Yeah.
So, all right. So there you go. The top 10 responses to the question, musta love life? Just key at RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag musta love life.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
All right, and here we go. We will be talking about the latest thing that's been a buzz on Twitter.
Okay.
Television host Christine Bersola Babaw is currently in the social media spotlight after her article on homosexuality received criticism online. In her Philippine Star column titled Being Gay, published Monday, March 11, Bersola Babaw discussed what parents should do if their child displays signs of being gay. TV psychologist Dr. Camille Garcia of TV5's Face to Face served as her resource person for the article. On the article's Q&A section, Garcia said parents should, quote, arrest the situation if their children showed early signs of homosexuality. And I quote, arrest the situation, yun ang tama. But most parents encourage the situation, tatanggapin agad. Bersola Babaw also shared her opinion on the matter. She wrote, As a mom who has a 3-year-old son named Neo, my personal take on the matter is this. Neo, when curious, plays with his big sister's toys. But we always pointed out to him that those are toys for girls and these are toys for boys. We compare toys so that he will understand. Now, if you ask me, what if my son grows up to be gay? I will not encourage it. On her official Twitter account on Monday, March 11, Bersola Babaw said she only shared how she raises her child. She added the views of Garcia, the point person, should not be perceived as her opinion on the issue. And then on Tuesday, March 12, the next day, the Kapatid TV host reiterated that she has, quote, profound love and respect for gays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she has
profound love and respect for gays, but she won't encourage.
She won't encourage her own child if he shows some signs. Yeah. And that, yeah. So you know how it is, like that. Sometimes you have so many gay friends, but when it comes to your own son, you're like a little bit iffy about it. But Twitter was like, oh my gosh! Like even Lea Salonga chimed in on it, and somebody retweeted it, and I only heard about this because of Lea's tweet.
Yeah. What did Leia say?
Hers was a little... It's more palaban. It's more like...
Like what?
I don't want to... I'll look for it.
Okay.
But I don't want to paraphrase. Yeah, because
right.
I might put a...
Misquote.
A wrong twist on what she actually said. So...
Okay.
But among other people, so many people like...
I don't think anyone encourages their children to be gay. I don't think...
You just don't hinder it. Maybe.
I think some people just let it be, but I don't know that you encourage.
I don't think naman you'll you know.
There. No, because I think it's going back to the article. Because I think the line of Dr. Camille Garcia was, but most parents encourage the situation, tatanggapin agad. So in her vocabulary,
parang dapat dinideny
when you
mo muna.
When you accept it, that's already encouraging it.
Mm.
If you do nothing about it, that's encouraging it. So in her opinion, at least of the doctor, of the psychologist, you have to do something to stop it. That's not encouraging it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a difference in how you define
encourage. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of buzz on Twitter yesterday actually. So let's see where you know if that's that or if it'll have a life of its own.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's the second news bit for today. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Barkada. Only here on Manila's Hottest, Make That Summer's Hottest, Monts Radio, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. Okay, I have it.
You do?
I found it.
Okay, because I can't find it.
She tweeted, the only people that can claim to be experts on gay people are gay people in their diversity, humanity, and general awesomeness. Shame on anyone that dares to think that gayness is a disease, something to be ashamed of, or is something to abhor in the name of Christianity. Can't we all just be human beings? Men and women navigating this earth in search of the goodness in this world, and adventurers out for enlightenment and understanding.
Because I also find it weird, you know, not all guys who play with dolls become gay.
Exactly.
Pero kayo are not a good example.
I never played with dolls and look at me now.
Exactly.
I always played with G.I. Joes. He played with G.I. Joes.
Yeah, I never played with Barbie.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
Until I was older when I could buy my own Barbie.
But that's what I mean because I think it's...
I think it's common misconception kasi na parang once you play with a doll,
magiging
girl. Yeah,
well, pero maybe it's not just that. Maybe there are other signs. Kunyari, lalamyal. I mean, you know, that's just the example she gave. But it could be something else. Like maybe the way they talk, the way they walk, or...
The way they put on lipstick.
Or they do like, nag-vogue sila while wearing a dress.
Uh-oh.
You know, what they're naturally inclined. But then, therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Because some people assume that it's nurture.
Yeah.
Some people say
it's nature.
It's nature. Yeah. And then there are some people who say it's both.
Yeah,
who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows these things?
Okay. There's just a lot to say.
There is a lot. And I don't even know which aspect to address.
Yeah.
Because it's like saying, like, kunyari, they're saying, don't encourage it. That, you know, don't just accept it agad. Try to change it first. So, like, if you're from the school of thought,
na nurture,
that it's nature, that you're just born that way, like a Lady Gaga. It's kind of weird. It's like saying, ay nako, if your kid is born a Filipino, try to change it first. You know, it's like that. It's like you're trying to change something that's already there.
Because as a mother, I know I'm looking for signs. Even if I had a baby who was a girl,
I would look
for signs. Mm-hmm. But I think that the natural tendency is already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's a natural tendency, I don't know, okay, don't quote me, but there's nothing you can do anymore.
Yeah.
It's already there. They're acting on how they feel inside.
No, let's just make it like the other way around.
It's already hardwired.
Like, can you imagine if, let's say, there was a couple who wanted a gay kid, but they came up, but they gave birth to a straight kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, no, you try to make them gay.
Yeah.
You know, dresses them up in pink dresses and, you know, give them dolls. Maybe that'll turn them gay. It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what if they're not? What if they're straight? You can't turn them gay. It's kind of like that, you know.
But then again, if you're from the school of thought, now it's
that
nurture.
That it's nurture.
It's a completely different story.
I guess
that's where the debate is. It's like,
can you?
Because I believe in both.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. I think because I've heard so many gay friends of mine say, for as long they don't even remember a day that they weren't gay.
Yeah.
They've known from the beginning.
No, maybe it's the ones in the middle.
Yeah, it's the ones
if you're kind of like bisexual. The real ones.
Yeah, not the
press release ones.
Not the press release bisexual.
But the real ones. Kasi diba, if you're...
Like who?
You know, let's name
not
names.
Name
names.
Let's not name names.
Mga bisexual na kailangan.
Pero diba,
there are... Alam ko si Gino Curious.
Talagang curious.
Kumuha ng issue.
Hindi, pero curious siya.
Pero
diba, curious human
I'm naturally a curious person.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, when I was growing up, it was so clear to me the role of male and female.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in my puberty and later in life, I had to ask, maybe I'm gay.
Ako ngayon lang, ever since I got into this show, that's when I started questioning. Para sabi ko sa sarili ko,
I swear,
all my life I never had a doubt that I was a guy, and then the minute I step onto the show, I'm like,
No, kasi si Gino kasi,
I wonder.
Si Gino kasi, mayaman siya eh. So pag meron siyang na-curious siya about something, he buys it. So
he's buy curious.
Bastos.
Binibili niya kagad. B-U-Y. B-U-Y curious.
I'm curious about buying.
B-U-Y curious.
B-U-Y.
There's so much to say about it.
I know. But, it's just people sounding off naman. Tintin is just saying what she feels. Leia is just saying what she feels. And they both have a right to say what they feel.
Yeah.
So,
you know.
And I don't think there's a right answer. Because
I think so.
At the end of it all boils down
disagree.
To the parent.
Yeah, you can disagree. You can disagree. But that doesn't necessarily make it right or wrong. You can just go, you know what? I don't share the same view.
And like I said, at the end of the day, it all boils down to the parent. Because that's, you know, their kid.
But that's really a treacherous waters.
Yeah.
Very.
If you're, because you could be the most tolerant person when it comes to gay friends.
Yeah.
But the minute you find out, let's say a sister or a brother is, or a co-host.
Share.
No,
she share, diba? Yeah,
she share
is like the biggest gay icon in the world. That's she shares it with Madonna and Barbara Streisand and Mariah Carey. But when she found out that Chastity, her daughter, was lesbian, she had a difficult time. She couldn't accept it.
I think
she really struggled with it.
She still has a problem saying he.
Yeah. She and then she goes, give me a break. When people started like bashing her about it, it's like, how could you call him her when he's already a he? He's like, give me a break. I gave birth to her and she was my baby girl for so many years, so give the mother an effing break.
But it's the same thing for, let's say,
and it's
Rustam.
Not like she didn't accept.
Yeah, well, she struggled, but she's definitely a big supporter now.
But I love that she's so honest.
Yeah, she's very honest.
You know, either way, she wasn't saying, I'm for it. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she just said that she had a hard time.
Hard time. And I think, like, for example, Bibi Gandang Hari.
Right.
Yeah, right.
When interviewed on The Buzz, you know, she didn't even have any kind of anger towards her brother, who didn't want to talk to her as BB.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Robin wanted to talk to her as Rustam. And then when asked, are you hurt? And he said, and she said, no, because he doesn't know BB. He knows Rustam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know me. And I thought, wow, how incredibly
it's
enlightened.
It's nice that she's not angry.
She's not angry. Yeah. And even when she was asked, are you going to have the sex change? She said, you know, I don't want it to be done just because I want to prove something.
Yeah, right.
I want to respect my body, and I also want to make sure I do it because I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so enlightened. I felt like a lot of gay men and a lot of people who are straight are sometimes still figuring things out.
Yeah,
right.
Some people have made up their minds.
I guess that's
you can't force them to do to think however it is that you think. Na parang like for other gay people, they might want to be girls.
That's also true. Because even within the gay community, there's also discrimination.
Yeah, right. That is true, huh?
No, diba kasi may
really?
No, because I forgot what issue it was, and somebody said like parang an openly gay celebrity said, oh, but you know, I'm not like those swishy gays.
And then you see the discrimination.
Everyone was like, right. What do you mean
wrong
by that?
Yeah.
That like it's you're better because you're a butch kind of gay guy as opposed to a swishy kind of gay guy? Are there like tiers?
Yeah, stress,
are there
stress
levels within the gay community? So you know, it's that sort of thing.
It's a tall matter of like,
no, because that's a problem.
Respecting the other person's decision, then.
That's a problem because, diba, like, you can believe one thing, and then the other group can believe the other thing. The problem is when one group tries to. You can sound off it.
Yeah.
The problem is when one group tries to convince the other that no, you have
them,
to believe it this way.
Mm. Yeah,
that's where the war comes in.
Right.
So that's the top 10.
You're right. So that's the top 10 for now.
Oh, quick ones, lang. Quick stretch. Okay, let's do a quick. From the Dazara. Ano na lang? Palitan na lang kayo.
Wasn't that love life?
To quote Tito Boy, parang iced tea na walang ice. Parang there's something missing.
Pero at least hindi
not
malamig.
Quite the same.
O, diba?
Huh?
Kung iced tea na walang ice, hindi malamig yung love life mo. Hindi cold.
Pero hindi rin mainit.
Hindi rin.
Maligam-gam.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
And Camilo says,
musta na love life?
Like this conversation, dapat nang tapusin.
No, but there are relationships that are like that. Na parang
tinapos ko na nga. Okay?
Oh, ano?
Hindi, huh? I mean, diba? May mga relationships.
Mga
ah,
okay.
Ilad Villanueva says.
Gulat ka ba?
Nagulat ako eh. Parang, are you ano?
Ilad Villanueva says.
Basta na love life.
Parang puno na hitik sa bunga. Ang daming pumupukol.
Ah.
Yung parang when they, diba sometimes when you're a visibly happy couple, some people try to, ay siguro ganito, ay siguro ganito.
Oh, yeah.
Yung parang they can't just take it as that, that you're a happy couple.
Yeah.
That guy marked X.
Musta na love life.
Magtanong ka na sa lasing, wag lang sa broken hearted.
Right.
Diba? Kailangan mag-rhyme.
Pero kaya nga tinatanong ka kasi hindi naman niya alam in the first place.
Naman.
Gabriel says,
musta na love life.
Gusto mo ba talagang sagutin ko yan? Baka mamatay ka sa inggit.
Nah.
Madison Camille says,
oh, musta na love life?
Bakit? Aahasin mo na naman?
Oh! Oh, bakit?
Wow. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses to the question, musta love life, comes from Donnie Malufet.
Donnie says,
say Malufet.
Malufet says,
oh, musta na love life?
Ah, kasi alam mo, yung... Ay, eto. Wait lang. May grinder alert.
Ayun na yun.
Alright, so the top 10 responses to the question, musta love life? Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag musta love life.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Jay Ryan. The top 10 responses to the question. The question?
The question?
Are you Russian now?
To the question, musta love life? Let's start off with Catnip Evergreen. Somebody asked me.
Musta na love life?
Hindi love life. Love death.
It died.
It died.
Diba? Also, Kina Gonzalez.
Oh, kumusta na love life?
Parang taon na to. Maraming ahas.
Can hear the snake.
Can't stand ahases.
Ahases.
I don't think that's what he says.
I never even doubted you for a second.
Ahases, diba? Plural of ahas. Okay. Okay, from Maliot.
Musta na love life?
Mag-aral ka nga dyan, hindi yung buhay ng may buhay ang inaatupag mo.
Eh kung hindi ka estudyante.
Oo nga, no? Paano ko ano ka na, housewife? Lazy Bee.
Oh, kumusta love life?
Sunog!
Gumawa na lang ng emergency.
Gumawa ng something. Para lang wag na maano. Also, ako si Jamie.
Musta love life?
Parang kandila. Habang tumatagal, paubos ng paubos hanggang sa mamatay ng mag-isa.
Grabe naman.
Grabe naman. But, well, for some people, that's really
You
hard.
Kind of get yeah. it though. Diba? Kasi yeah. para sometimes it happens. Yeah. It just dies down. Let's don't wait till the water runs dry.
Nay. Or the candle burns out.
Or the candle in the wind.
And the candle burns out.
Is that an actual song? Wait, for once, hindi yung ano. And
add?
The candle burns out. Diba, he has a go-to.
Oh my gosh, you can actually get it.
He has a go-to tune.
You can actually
the
approximate it.
Burns out in the wind.
It's creeping, ha?
Ang dali naman kasi.
Hoy, not everybody can do that, ha? That's a very, very specific talent.
Del.
What's it? Ano yun?
And the candle runs out.
And the candle. You just do that.
That's true. Okay, give me any sort of lyric.
The dog.
And the dog
makes poopoo in the grass.
Makes poopoo
in the grass.
Ang galing nyo.
Nabilib.
Sobrang talented nyo. Diba? Wow, ang galing.
Diba, maybe we should just do that instead of the epic rap.
Ang dali eh, no? Kahit oh. ano.
O, subukan mo. Tony Gonzaga.
And then Tony Gonzaga will come to the booth.
And then
Tony Gonzaga gumising ng maaga at bumili ng banyaga. Ano ba yung banyaga?
Hindi, si Dalamar na yun.
At hindi binibili ang banyaga.
Ano ba yung banyaga?
Inakit.
Foreigner.
Okay. Oh. Well, pwede rin. Depende kung saan ka pupunta.
Mga Russia.
May mga lugar. May mga lugar na pwede.
Amen. Ay,
and from, let's see here. From Blue Gray.
Musta na love life?
Parang mukha mo lang, masalimuot.
And harsh.
L.S. Dominique says,
oh, musta na love life?
Ayun, parang movie. Hindi na now showing. Mukhang hindi rin next picture. Sana naman coming soon.
Nice. I like that, yeah.
The Chunky Buyoy says,
musta na love life?
Eto, parang taxi. Bawal mamili. Bawal mangontrata. Basta may pumara. Sakay lang ng sakay.
You wish, but cabs
yeah, but
are
cabs
not like
don't
that.
Do that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
nah, that's what cabs should be. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I really loved about Cebu. And even, I think, well, at least the last time I went, no cab would turn you down.
Yeah. Siguro kasi it's not as...
And they would give you, yeah, and they would give you back your change, even if it's just like 1 peso. Here, it's understood, and they'll round it off to the higher
baka din kasi
amount.
It's not as hectic.
No, it is. Traffic gets really
Cebu,
bad in Cebu
yeah,
now.
It's really bad.
But it's just here kasi parang taxi drivers feel so... I mean, not all. Because there are some
most
really
though,
good
most,
ones.
Yeah.
But most of them feel so high and mighty that like... And parang magagalit pa sa'yo if you ask for change.
Ang ayoko yung... There was this one time I took a cab. And even before we got to the destination, parang nagpaparinig siya na you should give
more.
Yeah. Ang traffic naman, ang traffic naman, tapos dapat ano dito kasi hindi ano na. Eh, but the meter already figures that in.
At saka yung ano, right, common pa yung sub story. They tell you how little they're getting from their company.
Yeah.
Yung if they're just workers.
Some of so, them kasi like, it's true.
It's true, pero parang that's not really parang you feel obliged to give, diba? And parang that's a bit unfair.
No, but I really don't like
emotional
the fact
blackmail.
That,
it's emotional blackmail.
When they give you back your change, they purposely don't give you the coins.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah,
let's just say okay, your taxi meter is 73 pesos. They'll automatically make it 80.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What's to say that I'm not going to use the seven pesos?
Yeah. And who says that?
Just because I'm taking a cab doesn't mean you're rich. I don't need the money.
Right. Yeah.
Ako si Jamie says.
Basta na love life.
Parang tubig, clear, malinis, payapa. Kasi walang sumasaw-saw.
Bigla na lungkot sa dito kasi walang sumasaw-saw.
From Sebastian.
Oh. Gusto na love life.
Ayun, para mong binalata ng buong katawan ko at pinag-swimming sa dagat ng kalamansi.
Masakit.
So graphic.
And the top response to the question, musta love life, comes from Paul Jeffrey.
Paul Jeffrey says,
oh, musta na love life?
Eto, parang virginity mo, wala na.
Grabe.
Suman mo naman. Hey, can I just read this? 8 Kirk 8 was just, you know, giving testament to like how honest the taxi drivers are in Cebu. Mm. That he had a friend who dropped his phone sa taxi tapos nasoli pa.
Ah.
And then he took a cab which was 87.50 yung metro. His change was 12.50. As in,
nice.
The taxi driver gave the 250 pa. Which is supposed to be the case. And
that should be.
And okay, aside from that, you're not even supposed to turn down passengers no matter how far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like even if it's Makati
that's
or whatever.
That's their job.
Yeah. And even
that's
if it's traffic. Kasi now
public
it's like,
transport.
And they parang, except na lang yung magagarage. Kasi that's the one thing that if I'm not mistaken, even in like different countries, because I remember before, like in, I think in Singapore, yeah, na parang whenever they would go to the garage, they would have to like, you know, pick
get
something
somebody.
That's on
that's
the
why it's
way
printed,
na,
eh, car,
yeah,
barn.
Parang
it says
car barn.
Car barn.
Yeah.
It tells you what time sila gagarahe.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, you can go look at your car barn. It says there. Hindi ka pa naman na uwi. So.
But I don't think we have car barn here.
We do.
They do.
Do
we?
We
do. That's why it's printed,
on, printed
the
on
the side of the taxi.
Ah,
on the side
I didn't
of the taxi.
That.
Actually, that's why. Because I was like, what the heck is that car barn? I see it in all the taxis. And somebody explained it to me.
That's how it's supposed to be. But
yeah,
obviously, that's not really
just
what
like a
happened.
Lot of rules in the Philippines.
Yes, that's true.
So there you go. The top 10 responses to the question, musta love life? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Musta Love Life.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
The it's Morning Chico. Rush.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the news again here on The Morning Rush. Let's do it. Steven Tyler has spoken out about new laws he introduced in his adopted Hawaii that prevent paparazzi from targeting celebrities. Senate members voted in favor of the Rockers Bill to protect the privacy of vacationing stars in the state last week, and now the so-called Steven Tyler Act will go to the House of Representatives for consideration.
There's a Steven Tyler Act.
Yes.
Tyler was so determined to get the new legislation, which will make it easier for holidaying celebrities to sue snappers who try to photograph them passing the state he testified in a Hawaii court last month. I don't hear a thing.
Ang galing mag-news.
And he's still celebrating the victory, telling Billboard.com, I'm really ignoring you guys. Quote, they, the photographers, are allowed into Hawaii with their lenses and they get the most intimate of shots, which is what they are really looking for to make money. Not on my watch. It's really about privacy at its utmost.
You mean not on Tyler's watch?
Not on Tyler's watch.
When you're inside and the doors are closed, unquote. Tyler, who owns a beach home in Maui, adds, quote, they chase my kids and get in the way of traffic. We almost got in an accident, and so before it happens, you want to do something about it. They're just looking for a taste of blood. They're not gonna get it. Unquote. Tyler introduced the bill. Calm down, girls. Tyler introduced a bill at the end of last year after private images of him and his family on vacation at his beach property were published online and in magazines. He jokes, quote, "Now at least Aerosmith bandmate Joe Perry and I can go to Maui and walk around naked in the back lawn and write some crazy songs."
Wow.
Wow, but really good.
But can you imagine? It's like he had a bill.
Mm-hmm. No.
Wow.
Tyler had a bill.
Tyler.
My God.
Yeah, Tyler had a bill.
Wow. The Tyler, what, it's a Steven Tyler bill, right? That's what they call it.
Yes, it is.
It's a Steven Tyler Act.
Steven Tyler Act.
Because it becomes a bill, I think, once it's passed.
But I didn't know that regular people
can submit
bills. I thought you had to be like a congressman or something.
Don't know. Maybe their legislative
system.
Yeah, procedure is different from ours. But I think it's brilliant on his part to think about this.
Yeah.
Especially in a destination like Hawaii.
Right.
Na talagang you're always shirtless. You're
and you're vacationing with your family.
Yeah. Family.
But imagine, I wonder what it'd be like though. Kasi diba merong parang may reality show na the Osbournes.
Yeah.
And Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Maybe they should come up with their own, like the Tylers.
With the Tylers?
Parang ano.
Sila Steven Tyler.
Tenacious Tylers. Mm-hmm. Or what else is ano ba?
Okay, because fans ang nag put up nung reality show.
Uh-huh.
So ang ano, parang ang title ng show, I Love You Tyler.
I Love You Tylers. Kasi sila eh.
Hindi, si Steven lang si Steven eh. Ang star eh. Diba siya yung star?
Or Way To Go, Tyler. Or ano, parang it's like The Way To The Tylers. So parang
The Way
ano,
To Tyler's Heart.
Mga ganun.
Are you done? Are you done?
What?
Just checking.
Kasi nag-ano lang kami ng parang possible US TV show.
Diba?
Can we go back to the news?
Tapos they, come up
I guess
with
not.
A leg na para they go to the Philippines.
Ay.
Tapos ano, Tyler falls in love with the Philippines. Gana.
Diba? Tyler hearts the Philippines.
Ay, ganda! Ang ganda siguro nung
ganda
series
talaga.
Na yun. Sobrang wild.
Morons. That's the news. And a lot of naughtiness on the side. You get it. All right, that's it. I'll be back next hour, hopefully. I haven't walked out on this show yet.
Not yet.
You're tuning into Ride Wednesdays right here on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
So fun to
doing
watch
this on purpose.
Around.
I want coffee. Sadly. Well, look, do we have here?
You remember when we would pant together?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Gone are those days.
Why
we're older now.
Together?
I know, right?
No, we would always be hingal on air.
Why?
Because we'd be
what
laughing.
What were you doing?
As in yung tawa iyak.
Oo. Mm. Yung sa sobrang tawa iiyak ka.
Tapos dumating ka. Talaga. Tapos dumating ka.
Tapos yun na. Dumating na yung malaking hadlang.
Oo.
Kasi I had to choose between the 90s Love Team
and the Modern Family.
And the Modern Family. Okay, here we go. Thank you to Jay Ryan for suggesting this. The top 10 responses to the question, "Musta love life?" It's actually about... Do you have friends who ask you this question?
Yeah. Yeah. Relatives.
Yeah.
Relatives.
I think the ones who used
people
to be...
People don't.
Well...
Kasi hindi ka naman sumasagot eh.
Well,
no, because...
No, it's not that.
Takot sila sasagot.
Oh, sige. Ito na lang. Tanongin natin. Oh, kumusta love life?
Okay naman.
Yun lang. Kaya hindi ka tinanong. Napaka-uninteresting ng answer mo.
No, it's the opposite. It's very interesting.
Pero napaka-uninteresting ng published answer mo.
Yung press release niya.
Yung press release.
For more details, go to Mald.
Mald. Maldita kayo. At saka nakakatawa, ang daming nagpapadala ng mga tweets sa akin na mald related.
I don't know why, huh? But even that Gio on Instagram,
yeah.
Puro, I mean, seriously,
puro
it's mald. Almost, puro mald.
Do you mean mald
dito ka.
Okay.
Maldito.
Well, only because I'm a diva. Malditong diva.
In short.
In short, Maldives.
Ay, naka.
Maldives.
Maldives.
Eh, dalawa kami ni Del.
Maldives.
So, Maldives.
Nakakainis kayo dalawa. Gusto mo kayo papuntogan.
Ganyan, ganyan yung feeling ko while I was doing the news.
On?
Mm. On what?
On Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And the paparazzi.
No, you mean Aerosmith, Aerosmith lead frontman, singer and frontman, Steven Tyler.
Yan, eh, diba? So, okay.
Manda ka, Gino, ah.
Yung susunod mong bakasyon.
Manda ka.
Oh. Alright. Uy, baka you wanna do your job.
Oo nga.
Ito na nga.
Kape, kape, kape dyan,
eh. Kape, kape, kape. Kami nga, di ka magmahain, eh.
Oo nga.
Uy, mamang ngain, eh. Ganun ba, Gina? Hindi mo na yun nga, eh.
Well, that's not true.
I know,
we
right?
saw Which, him eat.
Yeah.
Ikaw rin, eh.
Okay, so let's start off with, let's see, from Adon, from Blue Gray.
Musta na love life?
Walang na. Musta love life?
Musta...
Kasi, bilis.
Musta love life?
What you don't know won't hurt you. Especially kung yung nagtatanong, may HD.
May HD.
Mm.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh, ako,
oh, so, musta love life?
Sa pangit kong to, may pag-asa at karapatan ba akong magkaroon nun?
Grabe naman.
Grabe naman.
Dami kayong pangit na may love life.
Actually.
Oo, oh, tignan mo si ano. Name names na agad. Tignan mo si ano.
Ang gali. Ang sasama.
Bitches on air. Alam mo, that's our new ano.
We
that's
really
our new
should.
Stinger.
Bitches on air.
Boa.
Yeah, bitches on
BOA.
Air.
BOA. Boa.
Bitch one. Bitch two. Bitch three.
It's the boas.
For Rene Boy says...
Musta na?
Love, musta na? Ano ba, Del? Musta na? Eto, okay lang naman. No, ikaw, kamusta ka na rin?
Eto, so, okay lang. Nag-ano, yung ano namin, mortgage namin.
Sandali! Musta love life?
Parang Neil, minsan solo, pero happy naman.
But that's a nice answer.
That's a nice answer.
Because yeah. At least you're content.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're perfectly lonely.
Yeah, you're happy. Kasi diba sabi niyo, happy, minsan yeah. happy.
Diba parang happy meal.
And I think that's the most accurate description of it. Eh,
na sometimes you're lonely.
You're not, I've never been in a, well at least post first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in a single state na...
You were all throughout
happy.
I
was so happy being single.
Or so sad.
You're
a combination of both happy and sad at different
times. So sad din naman.
Ako so-so lang. So happy.
Ede.
wait. Ito, is it possible? Kasi I was running this around in my head. Now I was like, wait, is that even possible? Or am I contradicting myself? Because I wanted to say, I was actually okay being alone. I mean, I was sad because I wanted to find someone. But the state of being alone, I was actually good.
No, you weren't.
Hmm? No, with the being alone part.
For the rest of your
but,
life.
But the looking for somebody, that really frustrated me. Because I wanted to find somebody to be with. But I didn't mind
being
the
alone
part. Because I thrived, you know, I know how to, kumbaga sa bata yung, I know how to play with myself.
No. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Never even doubted that for a second.
That tendency reached its height during puberty.
That came out bad. You know, yung mga bata na pag basta
no, it came out good.
Gina boy, alam mo yung mga bata na basta may action figures ka na dyan.
Okay,
they're good. So I would have like my Star Wars action figures, my dinosaurs, my ganyan. Hmm. And I was really okay. But you know, as a kid. Pero even when I got older.
May internet ka na, man.
Ay, wala pa nun. Di pa na imbento. I mean, ano I was palang, actually tabloid. Good with being alone. I wanted to find somebody romantic to be with. Hmm. Pero I was good with being alone.
So where did you go to find someone?
And next time, ano na eh. I need to wrap this up.
Where did you, did you finally find it?
Coco Hernandez says...
Del, do you want to enlighten us?
Coco Hernandez says...
Batangas. Batangas.
Dinerecho.
Alay! Batangas.
Alay! Biu. And then,
I found love in a southern place.
Lipa.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, Coco want... Hernandez.
Manila pa siya sa lupa.
Pwede ba may nilips to lips diba, na lang? Hindi lapa, lapa is to lay down?
No.
Idapa naman yun.
Lapa is when a four-footed beast
eats you.
Hindi naman.
Whoa. Attacks you.
Yeah, when they go, you know when
they
dogs?
Pounce?
Yeah, when they put their two front legs on.
Well, that sounds about
that's
right.
That's lapa. I always thought it was like, you get like injured pag nilapa.
Ah, baka nga.
Nilapa. Yung parang ravaged.
Nilapa siya ng leon.
Yung hindi pa dumadating. Lapa.
Lapa.
Lapa. Busan kita ng kape dyan. Coco Hernandez says,
Mr. Love Life.
Does it bother you that it doesn't bother me? Parang you're supposed to be miserable. This is what I was saying. I think I was writing this down when I thought of that. It didn't really bother me.
I wanted
somebody.
I got really sad.
Oh, really?
Because I'm so... I mean, sometimes I like being alone, but I'm pretty used to having someone around. Like,
yeah,
to like watch
I was
movies
all alone
and,
all the time.
You know, and...
I loved watching movies alone.
No, I do that
I
too,
find
but
it
only
sad
because...
At all.
No, certain movies I love watching alone, but not all.
Has it been your
movies on your laptop?
Movies on, yeah, I have laptop movies.
Is it when you also are playing by yourself?
I do play a lot by myself.
Oh, gamer game.
Oh, gamer
game.
Okay.
Elito girl.
I play with my joystick.
Elliot girl says.
All the time.
Musta love life?
Eto, kumakanta na ng mga Adele songs.
Yeah, it seems to signal something.
Adonis Mabangis says,
musta love life.
Parang Angry Bird. Ito, kiro ng baboy. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 responses to the question, musta love life, comes from Sharkbait.
Sharkbait says,
musta love life.
When love shows early signs, I don't encourage it.
Ayo.
Parang may bagong catchphrase na tayo.
Don't encourage it.
So if you want to join us for the top 10 answers to the question, musta na love life, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag musta love life.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Jay Ryan. The top 10 responses to the question, musta love life.
Hey, can we just say hi to Dre and his mom? They're tuned in all the way from Cambodia.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. I think it is.
Well,
good morning.
Welcome, Bodia.
And also, can we just say happy birthday to Dantu Isirasi?
Oh my!
He's
hello,
celebrating
hello.
His birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday.
Yeah, and hello. Then aside from that, it's also the birthday of. I'm gonna try to look for it. I'll say it later. Go ahead. Oh, to Call Me Ikes.
Call Me Ikes, yeah.
It's
happy
also,
birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. All right, and here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Jay Ryan. Let's, again, you have to ask me, musta love life, okay?
Okay.
So let's start off with Lisa Erica.
Musta love life.
Parang buhok ni Rizal, one-sided. Coco Lloyd says,
musta love life.
Why don't you answer it? I'm sure they'd much rather hear it from you.
Pulling an Anne Hathaway.
I know, right? Let's see here. Kiddo08 and Glad JTOR sent in the same entry.
Oh, musta love life.
Pagkatapos mo kong iwan, tatanungin mo love life ko. You don't do that to me.
Yet again, sounds familiar.
Yes. Wandering Enery says,
musta love life.
The religious in me says, have faith, hang on. The scientist in me says, be rational and let go. Mm.
Which is often, you know,
I think
what you're conflicted about.
Yeah, I mean, it really happens. Parang you want to hope and you pray, but then faced with what's there or what's not there.
You know you have to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the moments when you're like, you really feel like you're supposed to let go already, but then again, you think to yourself and say that if you let go, you might miss out on something.
Yeah, or what if you just didn't hold on long enough?
Yeah.
Tapos it was it's the good days na coming.
Parang like a week after pala biglang okay na siya. Like she would have been ready to go.
No matter how many, like for example, if you were in a relationship where it's like parang kayong aso at pusa, like you're fighting all the time. Even if all those years were like that, parang history already told you that your history together already tells you away kayo ng away. Most likely, it's not gonna change.
Tapos in a few weeks, pala magiging pusa na rin siya. So parang dalawa na kayong pusa. You're a pair of cats.
Ay, Chico!
What? You're a pair of cats?
Right.
A pair of felines.
Yeah.
Feline.
Yeah, that's what he meant to say.
Kina Gonzalez says,
oh, musta love life?
Eto, parang bubuyog, palipat-lipat lang ng flower. Yung parang hindi, di ba?
Keep like stinging other flowers.
You know, they don't sting flowers.
They don't sting flowers. What
do
they
do? Suck. They do.
Yeah, this is the
nectar. They insert their proboscis into the...
I'd like to try out being
Probos
a bee.
And the proboscis. Ay, nako. Proboscis.
Ay, nako, Del.
Probos mo.
And then they suck the nectar.
Soup.
And then they bring it to the hive. And they regurgitate the nectar.
But that's not how they pollinate.
No.
It sticks to their feet.
To their feet. Their hairy legs.
Their hairy legs. And so, you know, they are an instrument of sex.
What?
Using their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pollinate.
They are.
Diba, the pollen is in the stamens? Opistil. Which is
one of them.
Stamen. No, stamen is the...
No, because it's there.
Is where
but
the pollen
it's like the seeds of the... You know, flowers can't have sex the way animals do.
Yeah.
They're stationary.
Alam mo kung bakit sila ano? Kasi diba yung pollen?
They're always in one position.
Yung pollen ng ano eh, kumbaga sa plants, that's their version of love.
Yeah.
Diba yung, and now I'm pollen.
Pollen.
Pollen passed again.
Baby.
Okay, aim high, fungi says.
Basta na love life.
Just like a fairy tale. Unfortunately, ako yung evil queen.
It's true, ha?
Who says that you're
always
the
bida? You're probably the kontrabida in somebody else's story.
Diba? You're the evil queen.
I've always wanted to be the damsel in distress, but I always turn up being like...
The fat sister.
You!
Wow!
Ayun, nakabawi na rin si Del. Bumawi na rin.
The fat sister of the princess.
The fat evil sister.
The princess who couldn't get the corset around her waist.
Oh, shut up. Pocahontas.
Doc Carlo says,
musta love life?
Depende kung sino may alak.
Ito na kung may balak.
Hannah says,
musta love life?
Ito, just like a movie. Les Miserables. And the entry, and the top, and the entry, and the top. Wait.
It's and the top.
It's
the top.
Oh, sige, okay. And the top. Response to the question, musta love life, comes from Stealth Hiroshi.
Stealth Hiroshi says,
musta love life.
Teka lang, ha? Tas, you get your cell phone. Toot. Hello, Miss Sherry Hill. May nagtatanong po sa akin ng love life. Pakisampal lang ako.
Talagang may designated taga-sampal.
Meron kang designated taga-sampal.
Hey, let's greet two gay people.
What?
Have they
Jelly.
Come out?
What?
Does it mean, Shana, are you sure they've come out already?
Actually, dalawa sila. Yung isa, oo naman. I think so.
Ayoko na naman.
Ayoko na naman.
Mga out ka
Jelly,
na naman.
Sorry. Ikaw na lang ang gay.
Oh, sige, Jelly. Hello, Jelly.
No, like, the beauty is Jelly. Belly? Jelly. Yeah, Jelly Belly.
Yeah, Jelly Belly. Good morning, Hello. Jelly.
Hey, so, hindi ko na lang babatian. You know who you are. Sorry, I'll...
Sino?
You know.
So, hindi pala.
Del, ikaw.
Huh? Ang dami mo nang na-out.
I know, kaya nga I stopped na eh. Si Gina na lang.
Ninenervous na ako dun sa mga...
Oh, sige,
let's say hello to two gay people. Kasi yung pala mga may girlfriend.
Mga nagtatago.
Mga
ayaw sabihin.
Kasama yung nanay nila. Hi, Dre.
Uy, ito talaga.
Mga amoy mothballs.
Nasa closet.
Nasa closet. Seryosohin niya ng
nanay. Hindi, sige. This unnamed person...
Pati nanay ko eh magkano.
Unnamed person is laughing in the car.
So is it okay? Okay, daw to say.
Iyoko nga tanungin eh. Baka hindi niya na ako gupitan. Hindi, wait. You know him. Anyway, can't get down the car.
Oh, okay. Bakit?
Kasi nga tumatawa sila.
Ah, okay. Okay, so the top 10 responses to the question, Musta Love Life, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Musta Love Life.
Close call.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Four. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Alright, and we are just so excited because we have a very, very, very special guest in the booth.
Indeed, and you know,
I always watch her every Sunday.
I know, right?
You know how much of a big fan I am of the show, right?
Yeah. And then, so Chico, I think, already tweeted it earlier.
Yes, we did.
So I guess some of you already have an idea of who it is.
I know.
But you know, we've been talking about like her artista like glow.
I had to wear shades kasi talagang diba?
Star Wars. She's shaking her head at me.
Medyo nabulag kami ng konti
pagpasok.
A little bit. Medyo
shy siya.
Kasi parang napaka-star white nung skin
parang,
niya.
Feel ko talaga ang dumibigla.
Di nga!
Hindi pa natin siya nai-intro eh.
No, bigla na.
So, we are just so happy to have in the booth. We are, like, the chairs are not worthy.
we had to replace the initial chair.
Diba?
Kasi we didn't feel like that chair was worthy.
Oo. Dapat parang pedestal.
But anyway, okay, we'd like to
stage
officially welcome into the RX studios and of course the Morning Rush. Ladies and gentlemen,
we have Tony Gonzaga!
Thank you very much, Gino. And I'm so honored to be in the presence of Chico and Delamar.
No!
For 17 years. Tony, I interviewed them 17 years. Grabe, they're doing this every morning. Bilib ako. Ibang klase.
Di ba may sabi ka na akala mo?
Oo. Yung love team niyong dalawa. No, because I was so surprised when I walked in. I was thinking they were together. I mean, not together, but I mean, you'd be like closer to each other. Parang ang layo ng upuan nyo. I'm in between them.
After 17 years, it kind of does that to you.
Marami nangyari.
Oo nga, sinubaybayan ko pa naman yung love story. I even told them, sabi ko, di ba meron pa kayong fan na willing to spend for your wedding? Updated ako eh.
Dapat meron ano?
Chismosa din.
Dapat meron tayong Chico and Delamar babasagin ng kanya.
Eksklusibo.
Eksklusibo.
Sige ha, pag babasagin nyo na ha, sa akin yung basagin.
Oh,
you can make basag.
Okay. Tony may babasagin pero hindi yun eh.
Mukha. Basagan na lang ng mukha.
No, but we're just so happy you're here.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy.
We've been talking about this for like a couple of days now and we wanted to see for ourselves kung talaga ba namang star white skin at talaga bang meron kang artista glow.
No, but you know what?
Pero totoo.
Baka kasi I'm just wearing white.
No, not that. I was stalking you or anything, but I actually saw you in a mall once.
Yes,
and
he was
we always
you.
Use it.
He was
whatever.
Talking.
I wasn't
talking
stalking
at
you.
Tony.
No. You were just in a mall, and then I saw you, and I was like, uy, it's Tony Gonzaga. And then we always use it as, well, I always use it as a reference. Now, whenever we would talk about, like, you know, having star white skin, it really does, you really sort of do stand out. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow. Oh,
no, naman naka-heels lang ako ng mataas.
Actually, hindi ka naka-heels nun. Naka-flats ka nun. Talagang, dinescribe yung outfit, naka-flats
kasi alam mo, nasa Makati ka nun. Ako nasa Batangas, nakita kita.
Ganun kalayo.
Umabot.
Ganun kalakas. Yung impact ng skin.
Ang lakas ng impact. Saan pang secret mo? Why are you, ba't ka merong artista glow? Bakit ka may star white skin?
I don't think it's really a secret eh. Kasi I always just take care of myself and I have a very active lifestyle. Well, bukod dun sa skin na secret, I'm really into working out, doing ballroom. I tried the Bikram yoga. I did the anti-gravity yoga. Now I'm so passionate about ballroom. So isa yun sa mga ginagawa ko. But when it comes to really taking care of myself, especially my skin, that I'm always on TV, kailangan meron kang smooth and what you said, yung unblemished skin, it's very, very important. Kaya naman, I'm so lucky to have found the perfect products for me and that is called the Bello Essentials. Ito ba talaga yung background music natin na parang operatic talaga. Ako lang ba yun? Kasi akala ko it's just playing in my head eh.
No.
Lahat tayo naririnig natin. So, sabi ko, may operatic background ha? For Bello Essentials, especially the body bar and lotion. Kaya I was very happy when I was informed last year na Bello Essentials was getting me as their newest endorser kasi I feel so blessed to be endorsing a product that I've always been using for a long time now.
Kasi in fairness, naghahanap ako ng flaw sa skin. Wala talaga.
Nux.
Oo eh.
Oo, seriously.
Malayo kasi natin, hindi to kasi medyo close.
Lapit ka daw, lapit ka.
You're always counting. You're always looking so fresh.
And it's parang, it's so like parang, flawless.
Pag sinabi mo na, tsaka pag sinabi mo na parang you're stressed or you're puyat, parang,
parang you're so well rested.
I mean, do you see her outfits every Sunday? It's like all the colors you choose compliments you. Oy, that's hard to pull off, ah. Yeah. Kasi, syempre.
No, siguro, ano, it takes a whole town to dress up, to dress me up and make me look like that.
No, but I guess the pressure is there talaga to look good. If people see you on TV, it can't be helped. They compare, diba? Like
yes.
They see you in person.
I look very different in person.
Ito na, in person ka naman.
Diba? No, not at all. Feeling ko iba. Parang... iba ko. Parang
baka
sa TV.
Na lang
sa TV, mas malaki yung jawline ko. Sa personal naman, hindi naman. Mas lalaki yung jawline ko.
No, but I think we're more critical of ourselves when we see
ourselves,
our faces. Yeah.
Always.
TV,
ako, always. Actually, nung nauso yung YouTube, dun ko na-realize, grabe, what happened to me before? Parang bilog na bilog yung face ko. That's why I went into ano talaga, hardcore working out. Because I wanted to lose some more weight.
Diyos
kasi
ko.
Gusto ko ta- oh at that time. Ah, at that time naman.
Ngayon,
no, kaya...
Para feeling ko talaga lahat, baka obese ko na, para na beach to whale.
No, kasi on TV, it adds 10 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
Pag 100 pounds ka, now I'm 100 pounds. So sa TV, 110.
Diyos ko.
Pag it's different.
Pag tumabi ka sa amin, mukha kami yung taba sa barbecue. Sa
kami yung nasa dulo ng
barbecue. Hindi, ganun lang yan. Kaya yun nga yun, parang yung pressure ng being on TV.
Pero you carry it off so well. Eh, parang, like, okay, let's say for instance, di ba, you're an artista and you're always like, sometimes meron kayong like shoots outdoors. Oh, eh, paano yun? Di ba, parang with the sun, parang how do you get,
yeah, because you're still really, really white. I mean, considering that, I'm guessing like you have a lot of like stuff that you do outside of the studio also. So, what do you do when it comes to situations like that?
Well, there's one product that I really trust, and that is the Bello Essentials. They have the body bar and lotion, and it's newly improved ngayon.
May SPF na daw, diba?
Yes, may SPF. Before, it's SPF 15. Now, it's SPF 30. SPF 30, kaya mas intense yung sun protection. Perfect for this summer. Summer is fast approaching.
No, and they say that, you know, a lot of experts say that even when you're not going to the beach, you should have a little bit of SPF protection, because even when you're inside the house, you know, harmful UV rays sort of still go through the glass windows and walls, so it's actually really best to stay protected. And even, you know, some people would even say that it makes your skin look younger if you have SPF all the time.
Mm-hmm. And also, I'd like to... tell everyone that you should also try the Bello Essentials Body Bar, ha?
Yeah.
Kasi it has the pink variant na may micro beads.
Micro beads,
you know, the
yeah.
micro beads exfoliate dead skin cells, kaya nakaka-smoothen ng balat.
Ah, kaya.
Yun ang importante talaga.
Eh, because, you know, that's the Bello authority, eh, di ba?
Mm-mm. That's actually because Bello Essentials micro beads are kind of flat, hindi bilog. Kasi alam niyo yung mga round beads, they tend to scrape the skin, kaya medyo masakit. Kaya naman for Bello Essentials, we made sure they're very gentle sa balat. So we chose the flat ones. Kasi they exfoliate your skin without really scraping them at hindi masakit. Compared dun sa iba.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the nice thing about it pa is that it's actually like, you know, it's not, kasi parang it promises the star white skin.
Yeah.
Diba? But you don't have to be an actual star to afford it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's why it's called like that. You can get star white skin kahit na hindi ka artista. That's why I only trust the Bello authority.
Nah. Nah. Diba for the, I think for the small soap, the 65 body bar, it's only 28 pesos 75 centavos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the small 50 ml lotion naman, 54 pesos 75 lang. Oh, diba? It's so affordable, right?
Very, very affordable. Kasi alam mo naman ang vision ni Dr. Bello is to make all Filipinos beautiful one person at a time. That's why she made sure that her products are affordable to common Pinoys. Kaya kayong lahat na nakikinig ako after ito, go na agad sa mga grocery store. Bago maligo.
And you know what? Another thing that, you know, like sort of really caught a lot of people's attention was your billboard on EDSA.
Nox.
You know, as Bello
as
oh, yes, the deodorant. So,
Nox.
Actually, I tweeted about that. I really did. And
di nga, wala akong Twitter, ah. Anong tinuyo?
No, I tweeted lang. I didn't tag you.
Okay.
May tinag lang ako na parang nakakatawag pansin. Because I was literally driving and then I stopped for a little bit. So I may have caused a little bit of traffic. Oh.
Di nga.
Yeah, I'll show you the tweet somewhere. It's matagal na eh. But, Wow.
Oy, kasi di ba sabi nila, if you have it, flaunt it. Eh, yun lang ang meron ako. Flaunt na lang the white underarms.
Lahat naman
diba?
Ng tao may underarms. May kilikili.
Hindi na lang ganun.
Yours
ba,
is
no?
Just, you know.
Oh, you know why? Because of this beautiful and wonderful product that they have, which is called the Beauty Dio.
Ooh.
Oh, it's under the Bello Essentials. Kay so, Dr. Vicky Bello pa rin yan.
So ano pa rin? Star White and Star Smooth pa rin.
Oh, oh. It's actually called the Bello Essentials Whitening Antiperspirant Deodorant. Kaya lang naisip nila at naisip naming lahat. Hmm. Ang hirap naman yung para sa mga common Pinoy na pupunta sila sa grocery store. Meron ba kayo ng Bello Essentials Whitening Antiperspirant Deodorant? Ang haba-haba, oh, diba? Eh diba tayo knowing mga Pinoys gusto natin pinapashortcut lahat sila. Yeah. Junjun, Tintin, pati yung mga pangalan, diba? So pinashorten na namin to Bello Essentials Whitening Antiperspirant Deodorant. Inan na lang namin, the Beauty Dio.
Nah.
Diba? Para mas mabilis.
Pwede bang pumunta na lang ako sa store, sasabihin ko, yung gamit ni Tony Gonzaga.
The Beauty Dio.
Pwede
rin.
Pwede rin.
And you know what? It goes beyond whitening. Mm-mm. Kasi it solves a lot of underarm problems like sweat, rough and red skin, lalong-lalo na yung chicken skin. Ako, especially yung mga girls na nakikinig ngayon, diba? For us girls, we shave, we pluck, we wax kaya meron siyang tendency kahit hindi ka naman ninenervyos o kahit hindi ka naman nakakakita ng multo pero pagtaas mo ng arms mo may goosebumps. What happened there? Oh my goodness. So it's very important talaga to find a certain product that suits your armpits, and for girls there's the Beauty Dio.
Great.
So para siyang complete underarm treatment na.
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Oo. At the Bello Essentials Whitening Dio beautifies your underarms kaya meron siya talagang total underarm arm care. Kaya anytime, lalo na yung mga commuters na mga babae na gusto nyo mag-sleeveless, kung gusto nyo, minsan half-hearted silang pumara ng mga taxi.
Okay, yung medyo hindi masyado nakataas yung kamay.
Hindi ganun
kataas.
Lang, ngayon, ako, raise your hand na talaga.
Parang nakadikit yung way. Parang nakadikit yung elbow sa ribs.
Diba? Uh-oh. Or pag, alam mo, may sleeveless na babae na sa mall, hindi sila makapag-tie ng hair ng
hair
full.
Nila,
ng naka-raise talaga yung hand. Ngayon, go!
So actually, to all the girls out there, kung gusto nyo maging gorgeous and star white like Tony, from head to toe na yan, including the underarms, Bello Essentials is the brand for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, you will be sticking around for a while.
Yes. Oh, diba? Sige, makikigulo
ka na muna.
Makikigulo ako.
Okay. So, we'll get to that in just a little bit.
She'll join us for the top 10.
Yeah. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and feel free to send them over. You can send them to...
Just tag any of us.
Yeah, any of us. Any three of us. And then, we'll be back right after the short break.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. This is so bitin because we have a special guest in the booth.
I know.
We have Tony Gonzaga.
I'm so fascinated with your book. Ang ganda.
Oh. Wait, here's your mic.
Ayaw nga pala. Kala ko host na rin ako dito. Kala ko naka
you need a mic.
Built in yung mic ko.
Hey, people
it's
are
so
asking.
Bitin.
Why don't you have Twitter? You said earlier you don't have Twitter.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter.
Hey, what's that Twitter thing?
I don't even have Facebook account. Before, I used to have Facebook account. But when I started becoming ano...
But I was tweeting
becoming ano? Becoming ano?
Is that yours? Talk show host. when I started, ano... When I did yung talk shows, I stopped doing na, ano...
Why?
Social media. Because I don't want to be bombarded just because I gave an opinion about something.
Right.
I don't want to change my ideas, my principles, my values just because I want to compromise on what other people would want to hear from me.
Right.
Kasi before, I got so affected already na, but you ganyan mag-commit or there are other artistas na, of course, in the buzz, you can't avoid na, you'll give your own opinion about a certain topic or a certain issue. Tapos ibobombard ka ng mga fans. Tapos after a while, next subject na or next week, if you discuss pag na-discuss na yung issue na yon, yung sobrang careful mo na you want to please them, that you lose your identity, you lose yourself, you lose your own voice. So, parang yun lang.
Well, there's one on Twitter. I just saw it. @_I'm Tony.
No,
may mga ganun, may mga ano. fake account.
This is
account.
Not you. Oh. Well, naka-private siya eh.
Oo, oh. Oh, that's
pero
not
it's
me.
Fake.
That's not me. One time nga, I saw Kuya Kim. Sabi ni Kuya Kim, ikaw ah, I'm following you. Sabi ko, Kuya Kim, don't follow me. Wala akong Twitter. Ha? Sino yun? In-invite ako. I'm Tony Gonzaga. Finalo ko.
Although, at least that sets the record straight. No.
Yeah, I don't have Twitter.
Or Facebook either.
So yeah. No Facebook, no Twitter.
No. But hindi ako active sa social media.
But before you went into the, you know,
may Instagram pala ako, yung pala. Oh.
At least with Instagram.
Maganda kasi sa Instagram. I mean, you just post a picture. It doesn't get you in a lot of trouble.
Kahit walang words.
Hindi masyadong maraming bashers. Hindi lahat nakaka, hindi lahat ng mga bashers nakaka-afford ng Android. Diba? Sa internet cafe lang kasi yung ibang bashers eh. Pag naubusan na ng pang-load.
Good one.
We got a live one here.
So,
yan. Yung mga ganyang opinion.
No, but it's true. But yeah. Also, kapag may nambash sa'yo sa iPhone, nakikita mo yung identity
oh,
right away.
True.
So, I mean, pag kinilik mo, ah, ito yung account, ayaw niya talaga sa'yo. Tapos, I don't block, ha? Before, I used to block. Yeah. I used to block. Tapos ngayon, sige, sabi ko, ay, masaya pala. Go! Bash na lang bash.
Actually, what happens now, if you check celebrities' Instagram, people are fighting on the comments.
Yeah. Sila ang naglalaban. The celebrity is quiet.
It's funny.
Diba?
It's, it's entertaining if you have nothing to do. Alam mo, you're waiting. Tambay ka. Ay, taray, they're fighting.
They're fighting. Like, even Kim Kardashian, for example. She
uy, sobrang sama nung
diba? Sinasabi nila talaga. Yeah. As in insane. Pero sa
kanya, sila, they're all good.
Huh? Well, oh, pero, all good. Pero there was this one comment na basa ko sa I pray every day that you have a miscarriage. Sabi ko, grabe.
Oh my wow. God.
Grabe. Then there's this one time na basa ko rin, sabi, yung kay Kim Kardashian, yung mga bashers niya,
yeah.
Meron pa siya sinasabi na, I know, you wouldn't know how happy the world is going to be if you get hit by a bus.
Oh, wow.
Or if you get into a car accident.
Pero weird that they don't...
mga bashers.
But they don't remove it, ah.
They don't remove it.
They just let it go
I guess
go
it's
there.
Because it's a little too much to do. Like, imagine, I guess it's like, too having much to go through all of the comments and then erasing it one by one.
And then also, your time is so precious. That's what I said in the bus one time. I said, I will never allow anyone to steal my happiness just because somebody or someone bashed me. Masisira na yung araw mo. Because I've seen celebrities... I've worked with celebrities that they're happy tapos they read their Twitter, they're like this.
Yeah.
Or they get bothered, ganito ba ako? Or, wait, ano ba yung ano ko?
Makes you doubt yourself.
And I even know one celebrity that because of Twitter, next gap, nagpalit ng damit. Kasi nabasa siya na,
really?
I look fat in this outfit. And ako, ha, bakit? Ang taba ko daw eh. So, ay, grabe.
But it really does affect you.
No, it really affects you. Kahit sometimes you say na, kasi we subconsciously, whatever it is that you feed your mind, it nandun na yun talaga. Yung whatever it is that you read or you feed yourself,
kaya pala mababa ang self-esteem natin. Kasi kami nakababad kami sa
parati kami naka-Twitter all day.
Hindi kami kasi prepared na kami.
No, siguro it depends. No, siguro it depends on the ano the person. Kayo kung kaya nyo, pero yung merong mga weak personalities.
No, but I also think the volume in itself.
I think
I mean, if you're a DJ on a radio, FM radio station, it's not that many. But you're nationwide.
At saka, I think the difference is, kasi when we're, like, if you're a radio personality, your personality is talagang kilala na ng tao. Sometimes say, when you're an artista, you play a role na
you play a role na ganito yung gusto nila.
Tapos biglang nag-beat ka ng opinions mo, parang, oh, bakit
ganyan ka pala?
May image ka, diba?
So, and sometimes, different. You know, some people actually believe, like, whoever, kunwari, may character ka na piniplay on air.
Oh, that's
they
true.
Really believe that it's you. Like, I had this friend na she plays a villain on one of the teleseries. So, as in, minilapitan siya ng isang lola in a mall, tapos sinabihan siya, parang maldita kang bata ka. Parang she's like the sweetest, nicest girl ever. She's like, but
I'm just playing a role.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a role. It gets blurred.
What is your image, Tony? Are you aware of what your image is? I mean, do you know? Because I know what you're saying. You just want to be yourself.
Yeah.
But to others, they perceive you as something. Do you know what...
Hindi ko alam kung ano image ko eh. Mabait naman siguro. Good naman siguro yung image ko. No, pero ano, I get that a lot. Kasi sa TV, di ba, I'm talkative, I'm bubbly, I'm perky, I'm happy. Tapos one time I was doing the groceries sa SNR. May lumapit sa akin matanda, uy, magsalita ka naman. Sabi ko, ano kayang sasabihin ko? Ingi-ingi mo sa TV, titimik mo.
Na, bumibili ng popcorn!
Sabi ko, kailangan ko pang i-ano, i-annotate. Ito na po, nagbabayad na po ng lettuce. Tuloy-tuloy po ang pasok ng mga groceries. Kasi diba sa PBB, nag-annotate ako. Yeah. Siguro iniisip niya, mag-annotate ka naman dito sa SNR.
Kasi para may narrative. Kung si Del, kilala ka niya from The Buzz. Ako, kilala kita from PBB.
Oh, oh.
Kasi I watch that a lot. And ako, ang ano ko sa'yo is you're like the parang...
Strict?
Oo, parang kasi ikaw yung taga-ano, diba? Like,
basta yung, pero strict din siya sa The Buzz.
Ah, strict ka rin ba?
Yeah. Strict ba ako sa The Buzz?
Yeah, oo.
Hindi,
when you ask questions, hindi mo sila pinapa, if you don't get, if she doesn't get the answer, minsan pinapalampas niya, pero minsan, talagang there's a follow-up question that parang sagutin mo.
Oo, pasensya na kayo. It comes with a job.
No, but as a viewer, I respect that. Kasi syempre, celebrities will always try to downplay things.
Yeah, or dodge questions.
Dodge questions. If you're the interviewer, you're supposed to be the mouthpiece of the people watching.
Oh, wait. Here's my question. Kasi ikaw, taga-tanong ka ng questions and you want them to answer the questions. But, of course, you are also a celebrity.
Yes. So, I've experienced that. Kaya alam
ko yung... Have you been parang hindi ka makabigay ng safe answer kasi you know for a fact you ask questions. So parang unfair if suddenly ayaw kong sumagot.
I think may advantage and may disadvantage. Advantage is, pag sumagot ang isang celebrity, alam ko yung question na generic. Alam ko yung sagot na generic.
Generic.
Alam ko yung... Ay, alam ko yan. Sinagot ko na yan.
Sinagot mo na yan dati.
Naka-program tayo sa mga ganyan. Kayo na ba? Super friends lang po. Super close lang po talaga. Sabi ko, alam ko na yung mga generic na yun. So you try to find a way to make them, to get the answer from them. Maybe you cannot really get the 100% an honest answer, but sometimes I get the 70%.
What if you don't want to answer a question? Kunyari, ikaw naman ang tinatanong.
But I respect my guests when they say, I'm sorry, Tony, I really cannot answer that. If they say it straight to my
straight
face
up,
na,
right.
You can't answer, I'm sorry, I cannot.
Rather than giving you a fake answer.
But when they give me a fake answer, as they try to get out of the question.
Right.
I will always get back at them.
What do you like more?
Dapat we should ask her like for tips para pag ginigrill natin si Chico.
Ay nako.
Meron na tayo mga...
Hindi, did you ever have a showbiz friend na yung medyo ginagrill mo siya tapos off cam it's like, Tony naman, ba't mo naman ako inipit ng ganun?
Wala naman ganun.
Wala naman.
I think yung ano
they
ko,
all understand
3 years
naman.
Ago, the first time the pumasok ako sa Buzz, my first ever guest was Piolo. Mas Piolo. And at that time, hindi pa sila out talaga ni Casey. I mean, the relationship was still a secret.
Yeah.
So, yun. Medyo nag-grill ko siya. Medyo may nadulas siya ng konti na napa... Kung slight lang na napa-amin siya.
Right.
Parang kinurot niya ako. Kasi ikaw talaga, sabi niya, grabe ka, grabe yung ginawa mo. Parang ginanin niya ako sa arms niya na after ng commercial gap. Parang pinoke niya ako, grabe ka, Tony. Sabi ko, trabaho lang.
Do you
wala
like,
personality.
Do you like asking questions or do you like answering questions?
Before, I don't care. Before, I don't care
Before,
I used to not care about issues. Wala akong pakialam sa issues ng artista. Kasi may sarili akong buhay, may sarili akong pinoproblema. Tapos, after doing The Buzz for 3 years, actually, there's gonna be a big change that's gonna happen sa Sunday afternoon ng mga viewers ng Kapamilya.
Nako, hindi na ako talaga makakaalis na
yun. So, hindi ko na alam. Hindi ko na talaga alam kung ano mangyayari. But yun lang, papaalam ko na in advance.
Okay.
Anyway, before, I really used to not care about mga questions, yung mga buhay na artista. Tapos, when I got into The Buzz, sabi ko parang, you have to care pala.
Yeah,
kasi if you're not interested, you will never be interesting.
That's true.
For you to be interesting, you have to be interested in different
subjects.
You have to want
to know.
You would want to know what's going on.
Tapos parang it's like a baptism of fire, huh? Kasi you were filling the shoes left, you know, vacant by Chris.
Oh, by Ate Chris.
Yeah, by Chris Aquino. And then, you know, she's so interested in so many things.
Uh-oh.
And then, of course, it couldn't be helped that you were going to be compared. Pero wow, it's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years. Oh.
Grabe. And then...
Okay, I cannot talaga. I think I cannot replace her. Nobody can replace her. No one can fill in her shoes. We can only parang add whatever it is that she has contributed to the show. It will remain that way because she was one of the original hosts of that show. And alongside yung mga ibang mga dumaan, sila Christy Fermin, sila Rupa Gutierrez, and the others. Ang dami pang nag-host ng The Buzz. So, but isang host lang talaga ang who remained the same, Tito Boy.
I know
from
it.
The beginning up to now, up to the end, but talagang siya pa rin.
Do you have
he's
like,
the authority talaga.
Do you have like friends or relatives who come up to you and say,
uy, anong chismis kayo?
Uy, ano ba talaga?
after doing the buzz, ngayon parang talagang lahat like, ng mga, even yung mga people, like sometimes new people that na I meet, uy, sila na ba talaga? Ganyan ng ganyan. So, ko, hindi ko rin po talaga alam. Deny din po kasi ng deny.
Yeah. Nice. Oh my gosh, this is so big.
I know, Bitin. Sobra.
You know, we should so have you questions. Back some other time.
Pero mahirap gisingin to. We're very lucky that she was
actually,
here today.
Thank you so much for dropping.
We know. Oh, thank you so much also for your time. And I love talking to you guys. Masaya naman pala yung gising ka sa umaga tas daldalan kayo.
Diba?
Ang saya ng morning.
Pero try mo na mga 6 a.m.
Oh my goodness. Ayan. Yun ang challenge.
Diba? So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sige, pwede ko na bang
to the morning rushers.
Pwede ba yung kunyari pag may kausap ako mga tao? Sabi, ah, si Tony, oh, friend ko yan eh.
No. Sabi mo na yun. Sabi mo, close tayo ng seat. Close kami ng seat nung nag-guess siya.
Close kami niya ni Tony ng seat.
Nung seat nung nag-guess.
Ito, may picture pa ako magkatabi yung seats namin.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gino, Chico, and Delamar.
Thank you very much.
Chico and Delamar, grabe. Classic.
There you go. And well, thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Up next, we've got Rico and Fran for Livewire. Stick around. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.